Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now, it's time for Ben and Skins Weekly Update.
I'm trying.
Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Thanks, Steve. First story in the weekday update involves the fan. Beginning again on Monday morning at 7:16 a.m., the $1,000 turn it on, leave it on national contest continues.
Okay, I saw this story.
So lock
NBC.
It in, 16 past the hour, starting on Monday. You'll text the code word to 72881. That begins 7:16 a.m. Monday morning until 5:16. Mm-hmm. And will continue evermore. Evermore.
Evermore?
What?
It'll continue until it ends.
That? Are you a poet? What is that?
Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you drive home today, I want you to, and if you're driving home from work right now in your car or whatever, I want you to kind of look around in your car and say, man, these days could be coming to an end. What? Transportation as we know it could be changing because we're about to enter the world of hyperlooping.
Woo, girl.
Now, that doesn't make a lot of sense off the tongue, but let me explain, boys. In DFW, there is a group of 44 elected and appointed officials, and they're going to choose funding priorities that could lead in the next year or so, maybe sooner than that, maybe in the next 6 months. If they decide to spend $5 million on a study, this company is going to come in, it's going to take a look at the DFW area, it's going to talk about how they would build a Hyperloop, and the computer model showed it. Basically, what it is you're in a tube. And it could get you, hypothetically, according to their studies, in this high-tech system, in which you're in a tube, a low-pressure tube, it could get you from Dallas to Fort Worth, downtown, I'm talking downtowns here, from Dallas to Fort Worth or Fort Worth to Dallas in 6 minutes and 20 seconds.
That's going to make you vomit.
Look, if you're one of those people who can't ride roller coasters, you're probably not going to be hyperlooping. You'll probably just be going down 30.
I mean, like, if I were to get in an airplane, how long would it take me to fly from Dallas to Fort Worth?
Well, airplanes take longer because you have to taxi and there's preparation.
No, I just meant in the air.
Oh, okay. Are you talking about, like, on a jet pilot? Like, on a jet plane, like a 737 or like a private Cessna plane?
No, I'm just talking about, like, on a Southwest want-to-get-away flight.
Okay.
15
and
minutes?
It's already in air. It's already in air. It's passing over Reunion and then it's passing over the Stockyards. How long is that?
Okay, I would say that would, I think 15 minutes pretty good.
I mean, you have to account minutes. The landing process.
No. I'm saying in air and you fly by.
I'm going to go 10 minutes.
You fly by the AAC and then you're flying by the Stockyard.
Or less.
So that you're basically just a human bullet flying through a tube?
Yeah, so here's the thing. The study has to happen first, in which these 44 elected officials are going to have their vote if the study will happen. Which will cost $5 million for this study to happen. Okay.
Who pays for that?
And they're going to look at noise. How much is it going to cost? They're going to look at vibration. They're going to look at, there'll obviously be, it seems weird how they do these studies. It's a very vague term, but potential ridership. Okay. Like how many people are going to do this if we get it done?
How many people are going to throw up if they do it?
It's a very advanced study if it costs $5 million to do it, right? So there's a company out in LA called Virgin Hyperloop One. Okay, they have a test track in Nevada, okay, and this is the company that would be creating the Hyperloop. It'd be called the Hyperloop One.
So they're just sending virgins through this tube?
No. 360 miles per hour, okay? Uh-huh. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to get to the downtown area.
Oh, look. Look at the background. See that? That's on fire.
Wow.
Lightning just struck the ground.
Yep.
Way out in East Dallas.
And I swear to God, you saw that, right?
I saw that too. Yeah.
You saw fire?
There was about 10 seconds of fire coming up from the ground. Well, maybe 5 seconds.
There's been some intense lightning out that way the last two minutes.
Oh, God, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, this storm is producing serious lightning, and now with more on the lightning, here's Kevin KT Turner.
Yeah, really not much to say, though. It looks worse than it really is out there. Heavy rain, be careful in low-lying areas.
Oh my God!
Kevin, I think you need to reconsider the urgent tone of your...
That was God pissed off at his report. You're like, please. Watch this lightning.
tell everyone to be careful.
Cloud to ground lightning is going to happen, but you live here in Texas. You should be used to it and be ready for it.
Did you say cloud to ground lightning? That's what it's called. Are you making stuff up? Is that
yes,
really the
he's
thing?
Making it up.
No, it's not.
That's it's a whole thing. It's exactly what you're talking about. The difference between a ham and a honey baked ham.
Right.
It's still ham.
No, cloud to ground.
Just because
no.
you sell it with more words, okay, it's honey baked. Great. It's still a ham.
No.
It's lightning is lightning, but now you're saying it's cloud to ground lightning, like it's some exclusive lightning.
It is, because there are lightning that's in the clouds, and the cloud to ground means it goes all the way to the ground. It's
when
grounded.
Does it not do that?
Is there,
all the
saying,
time.
Are you saying there's cloud to cloud
I'm
lightning?
I'm talking to you guys who didn't know the difference between thunderstorm warning and watch.
What? I've always really known the difference.
It's really more of a bit.
Okay, cloud to ground means it goes from the cloud to the ground.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't always do that.
No, I realize what the words mean.
A warning is watch your butts, weather's coming or else.
Right.
A watch is, hey, look at all the weather.
I mean, that's like saying, all right, if you're going to be doing some foot on the pedal driving, people just say driving.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's two, that's a different kind of lightning.
Hey, skin.
There's just one kind of driving.
Later on, if you're going to be doing some food to mouth eating, here's a good restaurant to go to.
So not intravenous eating.
Right.
Food to mouth.
Food to mouth.
Okay, I'm with it.
Yeah.
Kevin?
Talking to some guys who I've seen butt eat.
What? What did you say?
You are not supposed to walk in on that.
What are you saying?
Who's talking about you?
I was going for the opposite of butt chug.
No regrets.
Dude, what did you say?
I was going for the opposite of butt chug. Remember
why? Have you watched that? Doing that?
Double the fonts on that.
You have really a statement about you more than anything.
You have the worst taste in visuals.
Oh, man.
Oh,
discussion we had that one time at the Super Bowl with Jesse Holly. Wow.
Said everybody's
so
doing it.
This is what's happening. So in 2020, Uber is basically chose Dallas to be one of the first cities that they're going to test, you know, the flight, the Uber flight. I don't know what they're going to call it, Uber Air or whatever they're going to call it. So that's happening. And then around 2020, you could have the Hyperloop as well, which would, I would assume it would stop off in Arlington at Texas Live. That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
The detail's still sketchy because they haven't even paid for the study on this to happen. But I tell you what, it makes you think about, and I know you guys have kids, 10 years from now, it makes me think that cars maybe don't need them.
Maybe
you do just for the ancillary trips that you have in town, but
I just think it's part of city planning. Good
God!
Cloud
to ground, hardcore lightning, as I said.
That one looked like ground to cloud. I think it came up from the earth.
Some of them do that.
Can I ask you guys a serious question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, go ahead.
If aliens are really going to come to the planet, right? Uh-huh. Why wouldn't they just hide themselves in lightning bolts? We would never know. The overcast nature hides the spaceships from above the clouds. We can't see the spaceships. And then it's shooting the shots of lightning bolts into the earth. And they're really, it's just a mechanism to shoot the alien down here.
I think it would kill him, right?
No, dude, no.
The lightning would kill him, yeah.
No, it's their Hyperloop.
I saw, it depends on the alien, like the Emperor can shoot lightning out of his fingers.
See, that's true. That's a different point you made. Shippy, I think, had the better point of the 2 points.
I agree with this point.
My favorite Star Wars movie is Empire Strike Back. What about yours?
Shippy's point is that it's their Hyperloop, right? It's the same thing. Uh-huh. You're shooting a little Tylenol pill capsule down into the
But I don't think this Hyperloop is going to be like a ring of fire.
But theirs technology is better than ours.
That's true.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
We're
standing right by windows on the 11th floor, and this is the most severe lightning storm in Dallas-Fort Worth history.
We are safe.
God has never been this angry.
I've never seen lightning like this in my life. Be careful out there.
This is awesome.
That definitely was ground to butt.
Ground to butt.
Or what did you say?
Cloud to ground.
Ground.
It's an actual weather term.
Cloud to mouth.
I mean, I know the great Rick Mitchell knows it. I don't know about Delkis over there, but the great Rick Mitchell over at Channel 5 knows.
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do.
So they've got a couple Hyperloop sites. One of them is, like I said, Dallas to Fort Worth. Another one that they have is a Texas Triangle that they're calling it, which would cover 640 miles. Okay? Dallas, Fort Worth to Austin, Houston, San Antonio, and Laredo.
That sounds more like a quadrilateral.
It's just, you know, it's a dart rail for the country is what it is.
Okay.
It's like the subway system in New York or any big city. Okay. See, next stop in 6 blocks. Well, now next stop, six counties over.
Here's the problem with
pretty
this.
Great.
Yeah, here's the problem with this. And I'm, you know, we've done stories similar to this before, and I've been excited about it. But I was just thinking about, for example, Hop Fusion Ale Works Saturday, 2 to 4, and I was like, wouldn't it be great to get there in 6 minutes and 40 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but wait, getting back, I don't want to be drunk in a Hyperloop. Well, I think I'd be vomiting the whole way.
I would not crawl into a pod like the powder inside a Tylenol pill. Get yourself all wrapped up and then hope that it's going to have the pressure to shoot you through that thing like a bullet to where you're trying to go. Mm-hmm. What happens if it gets stuck?
What if it works for a year, everyone's doing it, and you guys are like, damn, I guess I'll stop being a pee and ride it.
Oh, man.
Like, okay, you get drunk and you're worried about being drunk riding in the pod. That's a personal decision, and that's your fault. That's not anyone else's fault. It's not Hyperloop's fault.
I don't want to be stuck in there and then a big, giant, fat guy comes in going 340 miles an hour and just destroys my neck. Hey, so by the way, I saw a couple gals on motorized scooters when I was getting gas today.
Yeah.
And one of them had the craziest look on her face, like, holy God, what decision have I made? And the other bird was like, she was down for whatever, you could tell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the one you want to talk to.
She had great posture on that thing. But the first gal, she was very uncertain of herself as she cut to a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an update on that Troy Aikman story.
Oh, thank you.
Next story, and we'll keep you updated on the Hyperloop stuff as it continues to break over the next 5 years. You guys know the Rustic. You guys have been to the Rustic many times.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas, Country Star owns that, right?
Was owned by Pat Green. I feel like he sold it off, but I'm not sure. Maybe he is the co-owner. New spot in Roanoke, guys, and I believe we'll be doing our show there next week.
Yeah.
Yes, week from Friday we're going to be there.
Chop Shop Live in Roanoke. Here's the headline from the Dallas Morning News. Chop Shop Live in Roanoke hopes to replicate what the Rustic did in Dallas. And Randy Rogers is one of the guys involved in the creation of this, as well as Josh Babb, who's got a lot of local restaurants, and you guys know him very well. I do.
Great
as well.
Josh Babb.
So it's a 22,000-square-foot restaurant and live music venue in Roanoke, not far from Texas Motor Speedway. And that will be opening up very, very, very soon.
I think it might open tonight, or is it tomorrow
tonight?
Night? And I'm trying to think. I believe, is it Randy Rogers that's the opening act?
I'm not sure.
Or am I just
on
making
that
up stuff
at all? But it's going to have a big stage, going to have live music all the time, stuff like that. So a good spot in Roanoke.
And we're there next Friday.
And actually, it opened on July 5th. It began offering live music July 6th last week.
Okay. So,
there's a big concert scheduled on the 14th with Wade Bowen, presented by Randy Rogers.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. So that's going to be Saturday night. So you know what? Roanoke ain't that far from Fort Worth. If you want to come to Hop Fusion Ale Works, hang out with us and then go out to that spot out there in Roanoke, Chop Shop Live, and see some good country music, some good Texas country. That sounds like a hell of a Saturday, if you ask me.
Yeah.
All right, it's Ben and Skin Night. That's a pretty good week to update, and KT brought the butt-to-mouth lightning as well.
Yep.
All right, let's
go. Ground, cloud to ground.
Whatever.
Cloud
let's
to go. Ground. It's a real thing.
No.
Real term.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.